Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. On this edition of The Mark Wyatt Show, we're talking to Dana Flanagan, a social worker who has devoted her career to helping families navigate some of life's most challenging moments through hospice and palliative care. Beyond her work of compassion, Dana is also the owner of Dana's Custom Creations, where her motto is, where vision and creativity come together. Today, we'll talk about how Dana's life experiences have shaped both her service to others and her creative pursuits. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Dana Flanagan.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Dana, let's start with your story. Where did you grow up and what early experiences influenced your desire to help others as a social worker working in hospice and palliative care?
Where I grew up, so I was born actually in Statesboro, Georgia, and lived there for a little bit. And we moved to Cincinnati, lived most of my time in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then after I got married, we moved to Arizona, where I probably had my biggest chunk of like my work life before then moving to Huntsville. I think I've always been an old soul and wanting to help people. I think growing up, My mom was a special ed teacher, and she instilled in us early about helping, you know, being part of the community, helping people, celebrating differences, like never judging someone because of a disability, whether you can see it or not. I actually thought I was going to be a special ed teacher growing up. And I would, like, I would go to work with my mom on days I didn't have school, and I'd volunteer, and I even learned some sign language from some of the kids that she had. So that was probably my early experience of, I knew I was going to help in some capacity with people, and I just always had the heart to do that.
And me and April, of course, met you last Friday in Huntsville on the square. And as you think about being led into the field of social work, and I know you talked about the other aspects that you've been involved in, but specifically, why did you decide to go into hospice and palliative care?
You know, it's a funny story. I think it's a God thing, because I remember when I was getting my undergraduate, it's funny, they ask you, like the counselor says, oh, what areas would you maybe not want to work in? At the time I was young. And I was like, oh, I don't think I'd want to work with old people or dying. And that's where I always say God has a sense of humor. It wasn't until I think I was going to, I was already had graduated, got my undergrad, and I started doing some internships, in the hospital. And again, I always an old soul, loved my grandparents. I was the one that would sit with them and hear all of their stories while the people were out running, playing, and doing things. That was just always me. And so I think I started taking this class. It was a death and dying class. And it just really resonated with me and the work and thinking at it from a different perspective. I was always kind of afraid of death and dying, but I had a wonderful professor that really opened my eyes. And that was kind of my first thing of, I might like to do that sometime. Still didn't think that I was going to actually go into hospice. I think it was just life experiences that kind of brought me to it, and just being kind of that old soul and always really having a deep appreciation for, you know, for the elderly population, and an opportunity, because I think I was working in domestic violence at the time, and just kind of prayed on it. I prayed, you know, God, let me know when, you know, what that next shift could be. I felt something kind of stirring, something that I was needing different. And then an opportunity in hospice came up, and I went, and it was like the best interview. And it was just, everything just really clicked. And I just knew that was where I was supposed to be.
Dana, of course, the work you're doing can be emotionally demanding. How do you care for yourself while caring for those who need your support and help?
Well, I'm a work in progress for sure with that, because as social workers, we give, and sometimes we forget about ourselves. So I've had to make a conscious effort to find outlets. And that's really kind of how my side business came into play, as part of it as being an outlet, that when I would get off, I needed something, you know, for me that I could do, that I enjoyed, kind of that, not necessarily instant gratification, but, you know, you work on something and you see all the results right there. And a lot of times in social work, we don't always see that. You know, we are big on planting seeds, but we don't always see the end result, you know, depending on, you know, what areas. So I think that's how my crafting business started. Other than that, I also write, and then just getting like massages, trying to connect with friends, those type of things, you know, for self-care.
What have you learned about life and about people through being present with families at such sacred times as end of life?
Oh my goodness, a lot. You know, I always feel like they teach me so much, and I think just the beauty of life and how this, you know, it could be a moment where, of course, it's sad and, you know, and someone's dying, but to see the richness of families come through and pull together and want to be there and love on their loved one. They maybe just need that extra guidance on kind of, you know, how to do that. You know, so many people, when they would hear that I work in hospice, they would kind of either, you know, give that look of, I couldn't do this. How are you around people and just talk about dying all day? And I think back to some of my best experiences have been talking with people, whether it's the patients or the family, and getting to know them. I mean, I've learned so much about just life and what people have gone through, the adversity, and how they've overcome it. I mean, they say that I'm there, you know, helping them, but I have gotten so much hope, you know, from my patients. And they're like, how can you get hope from someone who's dying? But you can if you allow yourself to listen to their story, to be present, to hear them, to feel them, and to honor being part of their journey. If you open yourself up to that, you will see and hear so much. And I've had some of the best laughs and just connections from people who are dying. And people think, oh, that sounds weird, but it's true. And it's in my faith is strengthened. You know, so I always say if someone doesn't believe, sit at the bedside of somebody who was transitioning, and the things that I've witnessed and been able to hear, I know without a shadow of a doubt, you know, about God.
Dana, you alluded to it for just a minute earlier on the fact that you have Dana's custom creations and you're doing that outside of your work as a social worker. But was creativity something that's always been a part of who you are, or did it develop as a way to balance the heaviness of your professional work?
It came as a way to balance. I mean, I guess maybe somewhere in me, I, you know, was creative, but just in a different way. I was always a big reader and writer and kind of just had creative thinking. I just had never put it into anything tangible other than, you know, like writing some books, not published books, but writing. I think I just really started to tap into it later on, you know, in life, again, as an outlet. I knew through my faith, I had it on my heart that I wanted to do something where I was able to give a message. You know, and you go to church and you walk away and you like have this awesome message and you're like, oh, I just wish I could share this with someone, be the light for someone. And it was on my heart to, you know, what if I became kind of that walking billboard of hope and positivity, you know, for other people. And that's the other thing that was, you know, kind of in me to want to, you know, spread that through my, you know, my business and the messages that I come up with.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dana Flanagan. Me and April met Dana in Huntsville on the square as we were celebrating our 23rd wedding anniversary. April struck up a conversation with Dana, talked about her custom creations, and then also her work as a hospice worker, as a social worker in hospice and palliative care. In the next segment, we're going to talk about Dana's custom creations, share about the items that she offers through her business, talk about her motto a little more, her approach to life, the decor, personalized gifts, and maybe some things that she has on the horizon. Will you stick with me, Dana?
Yeah.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the show. It's my pleasure to have Dana Flanagan with me right now. She is the owner of Dana's Custom Creations. She's also a social worker working in hospice and palliative care. Welcome back to the show, Dana.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the kinds of items or projects people can find through Dana's Custom Creations. We were able to enjoy some things that you had under your tent last week as we walked around the square in Huntsville. Just talk about those items that you offer through Dana's Custom Creations.
Most of what I create tend to be centered around women's empowerment, or just empowerment in general, faith, culture, and then things that will just make you smile and laugh. And I use, most of the products I offer are like inspirational tote bags. I don't know if you saw it that night, but I'll have tote bags that have things, you know, on them, tumblers. I also do apparel, shirts, t-shirts. I do journals, so faith-based, gratitude journals, you know, different things like that. Paint kits. I like to, you know, help people tap into that artistry side of themselves. And, you know, it's a nice outlet.
Your business motto is where vision and creativity come together. What does that motto mean to you personally, Dana?
So whether it's, you know, my vision of something that, you know, I have, or that was, that I've gotten through a message, and then how that turns into a creative piece, or it may be someone else, a customer that comes to me and says, I have this vision of something, you know, that I want, whether it's for myself, it's a gift, it's for my ministry. And then we work together, you know, to have that finished result. Like, what, how do we bring that vision to life to be something tangible and meaningful to you, to your organization?
Do you see any overlap between your social work and your creative work, ways they influence or complement each other?
Definitely. And I plan to do more, but I try to incorporate the things that I'm passionate about into my business. And the things I'm passionate about a lot are social causes. So domestic violence, like I said before, I used to manage a domestic violence shelter. So I have a passion for that. My mom's a breast cancer survivor. So I have, of course, a passion for, you know, for that. Working with elderly, I work a lot with Alzheimer's patients. And so I have a passion for that. So combining those social causes and connecting with either organizations, providing products, you know, for them, you know, doing like the rate, the walks and different things like that. And then just in general empowerment, you know, just in all the different social work jobs I've had, you know, one of the root things was, you know, people either feeling like they weren't loved or that they didn't fit in, and, you know, wanting to, you know, pull them out and empower them. And so I incorporate all of that into, you know, into my business because it's a part of who I am.
Thinking about hope and perspective, and you talked about hope earlier and how you're trying to spread hope. How does creating something beautiful for others help you maintain hope and perspective?
I think when I'm out and doing things in the community, and, you know, my business is a way to kind of to form that connection, but it also gives us that common ground. You know, there's more things in us that are alike and that we're all seeking, you know, love and wanting, you know, to see positive changes in the world. So my business is a way, you know, to connect that, but it also allows me to still see some of the good, because if I just sat home and watched the news, oh my goodness, I would need some, you know, serious therapy. So being able to get out in the community, share and have conversations, like having conversations with your wife, and it's like, oh, we're, you know, we're aligned on, you know, more things than not. And that gives me hope. And I hope then, you know, as we're having these conversations, to be able to spread that. I mean, we're all truly ambassadors to be able to shed light and shed hope. And if we come together in these times and they're able to share that and walk away feeling good, I mean, and I think we're, you know, we're making a difference in small ways.
Just like when you met my wife last Friday, have you found that your creative side has opened new doors to connect with your community?
It has, and especially with me being new here. I mean, I've just been here a few years, and because, you know, I need, you know, that outlet and ways to get into the community and learn people, this has definitely broadened my horizons as far as getting out into the community, meeting people, different organizations, and finding things that, you know, for future things that I would like to do.
Who or what has been a steady influence in your life and your career, Dana?
I'd say my mom. Like, she's always been a strong influence as far as like instilling values. And I think that I just carry that, you know, wherever I go. And my mom has moved to Huntsville as well. So, oh, you met her there. So she's my sidekick and at my business. So I think my mom has definitely been a guiding force in, you know, who I am and what I do.
What lessons do you hope your clients, your customers, or even your family take away from the way you live and work, Dana?
I think just to stop and be present. You know, in this world, there's just so much noise, so much going on, and it's easy to get caught up in the rat race and miss the beauty of what's going on in front of us and around us. And I see that so much, you know, with the families that I work with, and just slowing things down, be present, listen. There's so much being said that's not being said, that we have to stop and be quiet in order to absorb it and figure out what we need to do next. How can we be there? How can we help them? And so I hope that I'm able to, you know, to bring that sense of just being present so that we don't miss things. And then also it's just, you know, the love. You know, in hospice, we often we're going into people's homes, we're going into, you know, environments that maybe aren't what we're used to. And whereas that could be, you know, scary and unknown, there's such a common ground once you just center on the love and being. Like, this is a human being, I'm a human being, our spirits, you know, are connecting, and we're, you know, helping someone transition. That's a beautiful thing. And to be able to do that, and go into different cultures and homes, and to have that common ground says a lot, especially in this day and age when there's everything is so divisive. But we are able to create this unity, you know, based off of what we do and how we operate and being present with families. And to be able to leave that, I think is special.
What advice would you give to someone who feels called to serve others, but they're not quite sure how to begin to do that? Maybe especially a younger person who might be considering a path of service in that way.
I would say volunteer is a good way to kind of get your foot in the door, see how you feel, what resonates with you, you know, what touches you. I think that's a good way. Have a mentor. I've mentored, you know, quite a few and in hospice because I've been bedside, but I also did management and had interns. And so I think having a mentor where you can ask those questions, bounce things off of, especially if you are volunteering and then still having a mentor, because if you're getting into hospice and palliative care, it's not easy. There's a lot of emotions, of course, that come with it, a lot of triggers. And it's good to be able to have someone that you can talk and bounce things off of to make sure you're taking care of yourself, you know, as well.
With your positive messages in mind that you provide through Dana's Custom Creations, for someone listening today that's struggling with loss or grief, what words of comfort would you offer that individual?
To know that you're not alone, that you don't have to walk this journey by yourself. You're not expected to know the ins and outs of everything. You know, it's a hard path to walk, you know, by yourself. So I would say just know that you don't have to do it alone. You can seek help and, you know, have someone, you know, be there with you.
And Dana, before we close out, share how you would like people to connect with Dana's Custom Creations.
You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Dana's Custom Creations. My website's the same name, danascustomcreations.com. And I'd love for anyone to, you know, either looking for, you know, special gifts, maybe something for the organization, if it's for your ministry, even if you're having a girls party and you want to have some, you know, items tailored, you know, for that. I'm, you know, happy to, again, make any, you know, vision come to life and, you know, have some fun doing it at the same time.
Dana, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. I appreciate the fact that we were able to stop at your tent to get to know you and then for you to share your message and story today here on the Mark White Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
That was Dana Flanagan with Dana's Custom Creations. You can find out more about Dana's Custom Creations at danascustomcreations.com. Dana is spelled D-A-N-A-H. What an inspiring conversation with Dana, a woman who brings compassion, creativity, and purpose together in, it seems like, everything she does. Through her work in hospice and palliative care, she reminds us all of the importance of presence and empathy. And through Dana's Custom Creations, she shows how beauty can bloom even in life's most difficult seasons. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Top Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi. When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.